The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
This is always one of my favorite little passages when it comes up, and I like to talk about the cloak and the tunic, so I won't do that this year. Go back and listen to last year's homily if you want. No, I wanted to look at this, yeah? Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Well, as an occupied territory, the Romans had the legal right to press Jews into service to carry their military equipment. And that service could last only 1 mile. Only 1 mile by law. And so Jesus, I think quite clearly, is referring to this, that his followers could be pressed into service to carry military equipment for 1 mile. And if they were, he was saying, go another mile. Right? Think about the mind of a Roman soldier who pressed one of these people into service. Did he see that person as a person as he did so? Or a useful means to some end, right? Doesn't have to carry his own stuff and get someone else to do it. And what happened at the end of the mile, because certainly it would have been then illegal for him to compel this person to go any further than 1 mile. What would have happened at the end of that mile when the person turned around and said, "Why don't we keep going?" Right? Would he then have seen him as a person? Quite possibly. And perhaps that would have been more effective, we might think, than if the person at the beginning of being pressed into service said no and tried to put up a fight. That's just interesting, right? How God gives us this instruction whereby we can see he is looking to, even here, even in this example, he's looking to awaken hearts, almost shame people into recognizing each other's personhood. And this kind of creative approach is one that we might find ourselves applying today. Or let's look at it like this, because we see, right, one is under the other, and so the one under is then trying to have the one over respect his personhood and recognize his personhood. But what about this? I mean, don't we find ourselves kind of tapped out? Don't we find ourselves exhausted by whether it's certain people or certain activities that we have to do? Don't we find ourselves at our wit's end and we can't possibly go any further? Well, I think this saying also applies to us there. Go the extra mile. And why can we go the extra mile? Because Jesus has gone the extra mile. Jesus has gone the extra mile. And as people who are baptized into his death and resurrection, we now live not our lives, but the life of Christ. And this is simply then our call to participate in Jesus' life. He's accomplished it, right? Remember, this is not some lofty ideal to which we aspire. This is an achievement, and it's just waiting for us to implement it. So my friends, today and all your days, go the extra mile.